Stand by. It's interview time.
Hi there, Erica Karani, are you with us?
I am, Terry, I can hear you. Hi.
Oh, welcome back on the show, Erica, great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's the fourth time, Terry.
Is it really? Cool.
It is.
Of course, one time you were actually in the studio here, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. That was the first time, yes.
That's right.
Sunrise, remember? We had so much fun.
Oh, of course. You and what's that guy's name?
Arno,
that's it, yeah. Arno, what a fabulous guy. Who would have thought you would have had a boat named after him? Arno 2. That lies in anchor there in Copenhagen. Yeah. Oh, dear. Anyway. yeah. Enough of the banter. Anyway, it's good to have you with us again. And did you want to give a little overview of yourself before we go on to talk about the album, or do you want to leave that till later?
Well, my name is Karani, and I'm a musician. I'm a composer and arranger. I live in Holland, in the south of Holland, together with my lovely husband, Arno Oppenham. Together we run a recording studio. And apart from that, we compose and write arrangements for other artists. And I also, make my own productions under the name Karani. And that's how the majority of my audience know me. So, that was a very quick overview.
Well, that was just enough. That was just enough, as they would say. But anyway, we're here to talk about your latest album, which is Small Treasures. What was the general concept behind this fabulous album, as people will hear later on?
Well, the concept is that there is no concept, really. It's more a collection of pieces that are based on a history, on ancestry, and poetry, you could say. I wrote music that is very close to myself. Music that describes my memories and feelings in the past that I've actually carried with me until this day. Just like, the summer holidays that I used to spend with my grandparents when we went to Hungary. That is, for instance, described in the track called Fields of Hungary. But I believe we get to that later, I believe. So, as for the cover you asked me, right?
Yes, so I know, it's the jewellery box, yeah.
The jewellery box, yes, it's a treasure chest. Well, in that chest, the chest contains my mum's jewellery together with mine, and there's even my grandmother's seal ring, and there's a pendant on the left that's the Celtic sign for eternity. So it tells the story of my ancestors, and I will, at some point in the future, I will give this treasure chest to my daughter, and she will give it to her daughter. So it's basically an eternal story. It's very symbolic.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. And who's the picture of the young lady that you can see?
That young lady on the right, well, I got that frame. That was a gift I got for my fifth birthday.
Oh.
And it's a little painting that was made by Joshua Reynolds, and it's called The Age of Innocence. So that refers back to my childhood.
Oh.
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. Oh, who would have thought? Well, obviously it is you. It's very, very, very regal as well as the way that young lady is holding her hands.
Isn't it?
In a sort of majestic
very
way.
Elegant and regal. Yes, it is. It's lovely. I still have that picture of so many years, and it has been hanging in all my bedrooms, you know, in every house that we ever lived in. So it came with me. So it's part of
it. Oh, many, many bedrooms in many, many houses. Yes, okay.
Well, because we moved a lot.
Okay, well, we're going to have a talk about the first track, which has been playing in the background, which is Temple of Roses. That's one of our favourite tracks. We love that one. Who was the singer, and maybe what inspired this emotive song, Karani?
Well, Temple of Roses was actually the only song that started off as a concert. I wanted to write a song with a simple melody because usually my melodies are quite complicated, and I wanted to keep things a bit simple this time. So a melody that evolved very slowly, and I wanted lyrics to it, but I'm not a lyricist, so I have to look for lyrics. And I stumbled upon this beautiful poem that was written by Sarah Teasdale in the turn of the previous century, so 1800-1900, and it's called, the original title of the poem is A Fantasy. And you know, I read the poem twice and this melody came to me, you know, and that I heard it in my head, you know, and I was looking for this particular voice, female voice, and I was looking around, I browsed around on the internet, and I found Shanel McGuinness. She's an Irish singer-songwriter.
Oh.
And she has this beautiful dulcet voice. And you know, this was a one-taker, because she sang it, and it was good. It was. We didn't need a second take. This was,
really?
You know, it had, it just had to be like that, like this. It was predestined.
Oh.
So happy I found her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the story. And as for the lyrics, they speak of beauty that conquers everything, even death, and that's beauty
of itself. So love, we'll have another little listen to it for about a minute or so, because we love it that much. Here we go. Lyrics are almost haunting. I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, me too.
Every time I hear it, you know. And it's strange what a song can do to you, you know, whatever it is.
I know, Terry.
Okay, now the second track, Celtic Mystery. What's the story behind this track, please?
I read a lot, and I found this beautiful incantation. It's a calling upon the spirit of Ireland that was spoken by a Celtic druid, a Margan. It's called the Song of a Margan.
Oh.
And in the middle, yes. In sorry, you were saying?
No. Carry on.
Oh, okay. So, and in the bridge, you can actually hear Chanel's voice again, because she recites this song of Margan, and it speaks of the strength of the Celtic people and the beauty of Ireland, and you know that they are ready for battle and how strong they are, and it's just so beautiful. So I called it Celtic Mystery.
Well, have a little listen to it. See if it's going to remain a mystery. Here we go.
Thank you.
it's not going to be a mystery anymore. You've revealed it all. Oh. Now, what about the next one? Garden of Dreams. You speak of everyone has a secret garden. Where's yours, Karani?
My secret garden. I guess that's my home. I love being at home because my room I work in. I have a view. I see the garden all day, and we're located. We live next to a church, so I hear the church bells every half hour. They even wake me up in the morning.
Yeah,
this is my haven, my heaven, my oasis. I love this place. And also when I go to Hungary, that's my secret garden too. It's so beautiful in Hungary. I can breathe over there. It's landscapes are so wide and beautiful. It's when I go to Hungary, I really go back to the basics. I don't need much, just good food, a glass of wine, and some Hungarian air. That's it.
I wonder what Arno will be drinking.
We're both wine drinkers.
Okay, we'll have another little listen to it for a minute or so. So, Arno? Where are you, Arno? A couple more tracks still to talk about, Karani. So at the moment, where can people find a little bit more about your releases and even purchase them, etc., and find out a little bit more about your good self, please?
Well, they can find everything on my brand new website. Ooh. I'm so proud of my new website.
That's lovely.
It's no longer karani.nl, but it's karaniofficial.com. So that's karani-official.com. You can find all information about me and about my music and where to purchase my music on this beautiful new website.
Oh, sounds lovely. Okay. Now. Now, speaking of, not that you are busy doing another album, but you've been working on an album, haven't you? In collaboration. Mm-hmm. What's that all about, please?
What's that all about? Well, I'm not busy on an album right now. I'm still too much in this new Small Treasures energy, and we have been contacted by someone from Portland, Oregon, who works pretty much the same way as I do. So she writes, she composes and writes her own arrangements, and she contacted us with a question if we would be willing to help her finish the product. So that's what we've been doing. She came, she flew over from Portland to the Netherlands, and her name is Sharon Fendrick, by the way. Working on a new album called Red Sky Prairie, and it's going to be, you have to watch out for this one. This is going to be such a great album. She has very original songs, beautifully arranged, and sometimes a bit quirky, but people will get used to it, and she plays beautifully. She's really a talented composer, Sharon Fendrick. So all the tracks have been recorded here in our studio, also the live musicians and the vocals. And she visited twice. She visited us twice, I must say. It's going to be released most probably in the month of February. So everyone watch out. Ooh. Sharon Fendrick is coming.
That sounds very intriguing. Can't wait to get the hawk claws around that.
It's been very intense working with Sharon, but it was worth every minute because she knows what she wants, and her compositions are very strong. So yes, We really believe in this new production, and it was a delight to work with her. She's lovely.
Oh, beautiful. Well, just talking about the lovely CD inlay, or rather the booklet that goes with it.
Yes.
Is there any particular the tracks that that really mean a lot to you? I know you spoke briefly of it at all, but To the Heavens, yes. I think, was one you liked.
To the Heavens, yeah. Yes. Well, I... if you purchase the physical CD, physical album, you will see in the booklet that all the songs are accompanied by poems. Mm. And one of those poems was written by my mother somewhere in the 90s. And I knew she wrote poetry, but I didn't pay much attention to it, you know, being young and maybe stupid, I don't know. But I just didn't pay much attention to that. Anyway, poor mom, she passed away 3 years ago, and I was browsing through her stuff. And I found, more poems that I had anticipated to find, you know. And it was all in Hungarian, but I found a beautiful poem that she described two poplar trees that used to stand in our garden. And, you know, she compared these poplars. She actually made a metaphor. She compared those trees with her marriage, you know, like she compared her to herself and my dad, you know, and how strong their marriage was, and how well they survived difficult times. So I translated this poem from Hungarian into English, and I called it To the Heavens. And I wrote a song to that. So I don't know if you have if you can let the people hear a snippet from that song. Is that possible, Terry?
I will do, yes. I'll sort of dip that one back out and put it back on in a minute.
That would be lovely.
Oh, yes. I think so. But what we'll do is we'll just slightly move on to the next track, Where the Heart Belongs. But I will dip that track out, having no problem at all. Tell you what, who will believe this is 102.3 HFM. We're proud to be local, global,
and beyond,
and we are interviewing Erica Karani. And in the background, you're going to hear Where the Heart Belongs. But here we go. Stand by. It will be if I get the right track right. You can tell it's live, can't you? You know, that's what it's all about. Come on, find the track. Come on now, where are we? Where the Heart Belongs. That's it, I'm found it. Here we go, and I've got to find that other track now. Here we go, Where the Heart Belongs. We'll just have a little chat about this track, Where the Heart Belongs. Again, this is quite a special track that you wrote. What's behind this, my dear?
That's a track that I wrote when I was 14 years old, so that is a very long time ago. It wasn't supposed to be put on the CD, but my husband insisted. I had 9 tracks ready to be put on the album, and then one day I was playing this piece, and my husband asked me. He said, "Well, what's that? What you're playing?" I said, "Oh gosh, that's a very old song. I think we should put it on the album." I said, "Okay." okay, but we need to orchestrate that. Well, you do that then. That where the heart belongs. Yeah. And even the title is the same. So it's the same title as, oh my gosh, 36 years ago.
Oh. Ladies, never give away their age. I shouldn't have said that, right? Well, that was a delightful song. And I have found that track now, so I'm going to push it up and let's have a listen to it. Here we go.
Okay.
To the heavens and beyond. It's a lovely track, Kalani, and it's beautiful. And I just want to read out one thing you've got. Gazing upwards with their leafy crowns, look, they say quiveringly, soon we'll be able to touch God's arms. How lovely. Oh, thank you, Kalani.
Thank you, Terry. Those are my mum's words.
Oh, bless her. Delightful. Okay, well, I suppose we better talk about the last song. Here we go with Reflections of the Heart, I think. Come on, are we going to get the right track this time? We'll be in a minute, yes. Modern technology.
Yeah.
Where's Arno? We need Arno in here. There we go.
Oh,
Arno,
it's okay.
Here we are, Reflections of the Heart. We'll have a little listen first. Thanks, Karani. Here we go. It's a lovely song, that one, and I can't help but playing it a little bit longer probably than I should have done, but I got goosebumps again with that song. It's really? A very moving, very emotive track, Eric. It's
thank
lovely.
You. Well, originally this is a very long song. It's almost 27 minutes long.
Wow.
Yeah, it was it was commissioned by a small Dutch record label in 2010 when I wrote this, and I released it in 2011 on my very first album, Wings of Comfort.
Oh,
and there was this particular piece there from the original Reflections that I particularly liked, and that is what I reorchestrated now for this album. And it's still the longest track, I believe, 7 minutes, isn't it?
It is,
it's a very long track.
Well, sometimes long tracks, you know, some can go on and on a bit, and then some will just flow their way through, you know, with a slight up and a down, little bit of tempo.
Yes.
And that's what I found yours does.
I thought it was very appropriate to end the album with this. So I call it a feel-good composition because it makes people feel good.
Oh, well, we feel good because we've had a fabulous interview and the music, Ian, is absolutely delightful. And speaking of the album, we've got two giveaways. So I'm going to hand you over to Lady Hawk, who will say a little bit more. Over to you, Dorothy, my darling wife.
Hi, Erica. So good to have you with
Dorothy.
Us again. Still remember when you guys were here? That was fabulous.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's been a long time ago.
It has, yeah. I need you to call out a couple of numbers for me. First, a number between 1 and 10.
Make that 8.
Oh, 8. That's Peter Flanagan in Southampton.
Hey.
Hi, Peter. Hi. Hey.
He'll be listening.
He will, yes. And the number between 11 and 20.
15.
Well, that's Steenhauser in Denmark.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A little bit close to you, you know, not too far away.
No?
Lovely. Oh, well, that's lovely.
Great. Congratulations.
Wow. We'll be posting there around about Wednesday, Tom, when we get down.
Yes. But,
well, look, that's about it, Crowley. Your interview is nearly over. We wish you every success for the rest of the year, what's left of it, especially because it's a festive period. Beginning, well, I suppose it starts now in December, to some degree anyway. But it's only a few weeks away, so please give our regards to that lovely, what's his name? Arno, that's it. Arno.
Okay, lovely. Thank you so much.
That's all.
And well, my turn to wish you guys in the studio and everyone out there happy holidays, Merry Christmas. And, may I have one more thing to say? Can I just quickly do that?
Of course you can.
Most people don't know it yet, but I have my own radio show on One World Music Radio.
Oh.
And so it's called Kaleidoscope, and I have it's a monthly show that I have every third Tuesday. No, every third Monday. I'm sorry, of the month. So they can come and listen to my show. I have great playlists, and they can hear my voice. And every now and then, I'm allowed to play my own music. So it's called Kaleidoscope. All right.
Oh, that's fine. Yes. Yes. No. Put a check in the post for us, and we'll. Okay, Erica, it's been an honour and a privilege. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Terry. Bye, Dorothy. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye. Okay, I'll send you a message when your interview will be available to download, etc.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Thank you so much,
Erica.
Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.